Wisconsin businesses paid millions in tariffs the U.S. Supreme Court later found to be illegal. Those businesses are now lining up for refunds. It's Tuesday, April 21st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett.
Red Cross is out here in the Salvation Army and the County Emergency Services.
Coming up, the National Weather Service has new numbers on confirmed tornadoes last week, and farmers say Trump administration budget cuts are making it hard for them to get services.
What's been proposed is a pretty sizable cut.
Stay with us.
Are you an educator looking for ready-to-use classroom content and engaging professional learning? Visit pbswisconsineducation.org for free videos, games, lessons, and more, built to spark curiosity and support state standards, from writing and Wisconsin history to science and music. Find what you need at pbswisconsineducation.org.
A new online portal is launching for businesses to claim refunds for tariffs they paid. That's after the U.S. Supreme Court decision last month declaring President Donald Trump's tariffs were unconstitutional. The portal opened yesterday. U.S. Customs has estimated that it owes a total of $166 billion in tariff refunds. According to NPR, refunds are expected 60 to 90 days after submitting a request. Sean Fetteplace is National Campaigns Director for Main Street Alliance, which advocates for U.S. small businesses. He told WPR's Wisconsin Today the group is sharing information with members about how to get refunds. He says there are around 3,500 members in Wisconsin.
I'll just use one example, Wonder State Coffee, which has cafes in both Madison and Bayfield and has the roastery in Viroqua. They've spent over $100,000 already on tariffs, and that's one coffee business in one state.
Fetteplace says he heard reports of the online portal crashing yesterday. The National Weather Service says at least 14 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin during last week's series of severe storms. The strongest twister hit east of Wausau. The EF3 had an estimated peak winds of 145 miles per hour and stayed on the ground for more than 13 miles. The Marathon County town of Ringle was in the path. Town Board Chair Al Christensen says more than 140 homes were damaged. The town's fire chief told WPR 75 homes were destroyed. Christensen says they've been overwhelmed by the outpouring of generosity they have received during the cleanup.
Red Cross is out here, and the Salvation Army and the county emergency services are out here. So it's working. We're getting there. We got a church group that just brought some sandwiches out.
The National Weather Service also reported widespread flooding in the Milwaukee and Green Bay areas, which received up to 7 times the normal amount of rain for the end of April. A new task force is being created in response to recent flooding across the Milwaukee area. Evan Casey has more.
The City and County of Milwaukee are partnering with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District for the task force. It comes after storms last week led to closed roads and flash flooding. And last summer, flooding caused millions of dollars in damage across the region. Kevin Schaefer is the executive director of the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. He says they are already moving forward with construction plans for large storage basins to hold stormwater.
That keeps that water out of a basement or out of a sewer that could cause a basement backup.
Schaefer hopes the task force will come up with additional solutions.
Even when all these basins are built and everything, we still need to work together to try to manage water where it falls better.
The creation of the task force comes as a Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts report predicted more frequent and intense storms for the state. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A University of Wisconsin-Madison employee allegedly attempted to poison a coworker he resented. Makoto Kuroda is a 41-year-old staff scientist at the Influenza Research Institute. He is facing felony charges for recklessly endangering safety and tampering with a household product with the intent to endanger someone's health. The charges were filed last week in Dane County Circuit Court. According to UW-Madison, Kuroda is currently on administrative leave, and the university is conducting an investigation. The criminal complaint says the coworker noticed the water bottle has strange odor and a bad taste when he took a drink from it. The coworker also told authorities that his shoes smelled like chloroform, a common research chemical. Kuroda allegedly admitted to the coworker, a supervisor, and police that he had spiked the water and shoes with chemicals. According to the complaint, a preliminary test detected high levels of chloroform in the water bottle. Wisconsin agriculture groups say a new farm bill would provide much-needed stability to the state's producers. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the state's Corn Growers Association, and others signed on to a recent letter urging Congress to pass the latest iteration of the farm bill. Lawmakers addressed several of major farm and food-related bills through last year's reconciliation bill. Farm Bureau President Brad Olson says updating the remaining programs will give farmers a better idea of opportunities during a time of tough crop prices.
Knowing what you can and cannot apply for, those types of things, the stability of your day-to-day work on the farm is what agriculture is looking for.
Other farmer groups are calling on federal lawmakers to make sure farm programs have adequate staffing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture saw steep cuts last year under the Trump administration's efforts to downsize the federal workforce. Coming up, the Trump administration has released budget proposal cuts from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We'll have the details right after this.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
The Trump administration's recently released budget proposal cuts almost $5 billion from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That's a nearly 20% decrease compared to current spending. As Harvest Public Media's Will Bauer reports, Congress still needs to weigh in.
Among others, the budget proposal cuts more than $500 million for university research and more than $600 million for rural community services and facilities. In the budget documents, the Trump White House described USDA as a, quote, bloated Washington, D.C. bureaucracy with multiple management layers and many extraneous programs. Seth Meyer served as USDA's chief economist from 2020 until last year, and he's now a professor at the University of Missouri.
What's been proposed is a pretty sizable cut. But I think that that's in line with the administration's stated reduction in government spending to some extent.
Meyer says Congress could very well drastically alter the White House's requests if they pass a budget by the start of the fiscal year, October 1st. I'm Will Bauer, Harvest Public Media.
Now for a look at the forecast. Partly sunny far south and mostly sunny elsewhere and warmer. There is a small chance of sprinkles to the far southeast around midday. The high today will reach the upper 60s north to mid 70s south, and then tonight mainly clear with lows expected around the mid 30s to 40s. And then tomorrow, a great day for sunshine and mild conditions, as well as temperatures in the low 70s. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Rob Menser. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.